Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I guess today is where we would start doing our heads-up warning, is that tomorrow we will have an Aftercast and a podcast, but then all next week we will not, and I apologize. I am going to be in Utah.
You don't need to apologize for vacation.
Thank you, Gavin. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to be in Utah. I'm considering becoming Mormon. And I figured, why
That's
not
why
go
you're
there?
Going.
That's why I'm going. It's a pilgrimage.
Well.
Yeah, it's a pilgrimage.
Tell us about the upsides of Mormonism.
Boy, I'm not sure that I could do that, actually.
They have a Broadway play.
Oh, yeah, and it's really not good.
Yeah, it's
like,
terrible.
Yeah, you're not allowed, it's not allowed to see it. It's probably not one you'd want to see.
Probably not.
It's interesting, inside of Mormonism, because back in the day, I had talked about Mormons on the show, and I got this big backlash from a few Mormons, we're Christians just like you. And I'm like, well, I'm not sure that that's really true, because you've got the whole Book of Mormon, and it's Joseph Smith, and it's this whole add-on thing. So I wouldn't say that. Now, are you good people? I've watched you do really good things for a lot of people and help people with addiction and stuff like that. But there's this problem with the Joseph Smith part of this, And because I know a lot of people think that Mormons are all just polygamists, and that's not the case. That's a stereotype. Now, is it inside of their history? And are there shows, Sister Wives, about? That show fascinates me, by the way. Mm-hmm. I started watching that a little bit ago just because the dynamic. I'm completely floored that the money they have to spend to have all these families together, it's just not worth the headaches.
No.
The
social dynamic's got to be so weird.
Yeah, I can't even fathom what that's like. It's hard enough to manage one wife, honestly. and do it well.
Manage,
yes, and do it well.
They would say the same thing about us.
Exactly.
That's not even a bad thing to say.
Yeah, it's to navigate. Is that better?
Mm.
It's
I'll
true.
Let it pass.
Thanks, Rog.
I don't feel like fighting with you.
Yeah. Maybe that's the secret. Maybe Mormons got it right. They find a woman that's gonna be tolerant, I guess.
Ask them while you're out there.
So I'm gonna go out there. I'm excited to see a bunch of the stuff. I've never been there before, and so I'm really excited. I would probably go by and see one of the big Mormon tabernacles just to see it.
Because
usually if I've been in different places that have different religions from me, I've been to Buddhist temples. Temples and stuff. I'm always fascinated by the architecture and all of that, and just meeting people from different faiths is interesting to me. It's I'm not trying to convert them. They're not going to convert me, but I love having dialogues with people that have differing opinions. So I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to do mountain biking and a whole bunch of fun stuff. So it'll be a good time. But no podcast, no aftercast. Sorry about that. Anyway, back to that. Boy, did you see the news that Trump, former President Donald J. Trump, is going to do a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google?
Because they, I know Twitter put a, or was it
they
Facebook?
Banned him,
they banned him.
Yeah,
they banned him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As Is that the reason?
That is a big part of it, yeah, that his freedom of speech was banned. And his lawsuit is arguing that the social media platforms are bound by First Amendment rights to protect speech because they are equivalent to government actors. So they're saying that they are more than, and I had said this the other day, that they are more than just a private company because they have become so intertwined in our world. And that's kind of the argument that his lawyers are making, although legal analysts are saying that's going to be a really hard thing to prove. Mm-hmm. But it is going to be interesting. They're seeking injunctive relief, so money for this too, that would allow for restitution and restoration.
Need more money.
Well, I know that's how you punish them. That's how you punish companies. Honestly, you the slap on the wrist is you have to hurt them in the wallet. You know. In addition, we're asking the court to impose punitive damages. That's part of it too, on the social media giants. So this will be really interesting. It'll be interesting to watch the news how they handle them, because the news, like the mainstream media, was so opposed to Trump all 4 years. Like, I mean, honestly, whether you like him or not, I think you have to be unbiased enough to go, they did not give him a fair shake. He did give them ammunition. Mm-hmm. So you have to admit both sides of that. Mm-hmm. But he could do nothing right. They always took everything he did apart, and they went after him all the time. There was no unbiased nature in any of that news. Like, ABC was one of the worst, with George Stephanopoulos. He's a joke. And again, I'm not even a Trump supporter. I like news to be fair. Unbiased and fair. Yeah, I like it to be like unbiased, you know. But it'll be interesting to see how they treat this. And the big question, though, at the heart of this issue is, was he telling the truth? You know, because that's where it comes down to, like his whole thing about the election being stolen, and then that was a big part of why they censored him. And you know, they say that the only defense for slander, like when you say something bad about somebody, is the truth. That's the only defense to it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you prove it's the truth, then the case goes away. So I'm real curious if that same level of proof will exist in this thing. Because he can have the opinion that it was stolen from him all day long, and he should be allowed to say that, you know, honestly. But if you get into where, okay, that's not true, you knew it wasn't true, but you kept saying that, at what point in time are you held accountable for that?
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. So I'm curious what level they'll place the burden on.
And I'm curious on how, because I'm assuming that they won't have like a jury to do this whole thing. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I don't know what that's a good point.
Because
I don't know
how you could find unbiased. There's no way you can find people that don't know what's going on, you know? So I don't know. And then if they leave it up to a judge,
right?
Well, then
what's the judge's political lead? Now, that's the hard thing too. Judges, that's got to be a tough job, honestly, because you are beholden to the law. You are beholden to what is written down in paper and has always been, and you have to interpret that. And there's no way to fully interpret something without some of your, I don't care who you are, without some of your bias coming through. My bias comes through every day, but I'm not a news agency. I'm not a judge.
Yeah.
My bias is somewhat why people listen to this, you know? And so I'm going to tell you, I have a biased bent on things. I have an opinion on things, and that's okay. You can have your opinion on things. Everybody can have their opinion on things, except when you get into the news. The news is supposed to be as unbiased as possible. Here's the facts. You make your decision, but we steer people into what they're supposed to be feeling or thinking, and that's where I think it gets kind of murky. So it'd be interesting to see how this shakes out. I'm curious. I don't think he'll win anything, but he's going to be embroiled in a bunch of lawsuits for a while following his presidency. I kind of was hoping that it would just go away. Like, okay, they tried to get him on things and they failed. You know, they tried to impeach him, and yes, they got the impeachment, you know, in right before he left, but he wasn't impeached, you know, like he wasn't removed, even though he was impeached, just like Clinton was impeached, but he wasn't removed. And so I was kind of hoping that it would just stop after that. and like, okay, let's just turn the page, let's move forward and not have all of this in the news every day. And for a while it was in the news every day still. And I think it's starting to slow down, but this is going to ramp it right back up again. So.
Yeah. But maybe he's of the philosophy that as long as you're in the public eye, there's no
bad press.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you're talking about me. No, what is it? There's no such thing as bad press. I think P.T. Barnum said that. Mm-hmm. I think. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, what do you got, Lady Rock?
So I'm not a big fan of the movie, but I know a lot of people who are. I've seen it once, and I was like, eh. But The Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
My wife loves that
Does
movie.
She? Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you, where I think I've watched it once with her.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good 2 hours of my life.
Really?
But not when I need to relive a
bunch
of times.
I'm curious if The Goonies...
And what's the... Back to the Future?
Oh. That's... I love Back to the Future 1.
No, his mom falls in love with him. That's weird.
Yeah, I know. But that's just circumstances. Like, that's what makes it
odd. Out of
his
control.
Right. And that's what makes it like,
it's all
that's
weird.
A weird dynamic.
I'm just not a big fan of the 80s when it comes to movies.
Or people.
Wait, no,
you were born in the 80s. Why do you not like yourself?
I'm saying there's some good songs from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
But that's about it.
Gavin, can you Google The Goonies movie, please, and let me know when it came out? Because I'm really curious, because I know a friend of mine that I worked with for years, and he was a little older than me, loved The Goonies. And so I'm curious what year it came out. Like, was it his era or generation, or because if Gavin knows it, Gavin's so young, I don't see how that was his.
One of those like pop culture, like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think it's older or younger than Betty, than yourself?
36 years old. I think it's older than Betty.
I do too.
It's the same age as Betty.
Oh, it came out the same year.
85.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Okay. Wow. So that's interesting. Like something that came out in 85 is interesting that you know, Gavin, because you weren't even born yet. And there are so many things that we
There's movies like probably from the 50s that you know about.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And you're born in the 60s.
Yeah.
So
it is weird though, because like we'll say things to Gavin that we just think he should know. And he's like, nope, no clue.
Yeah, like Hall & Oates.
Yeah. He's like,
Hollow Notes?
Yeah, like what are you talking about? Like, oh my God.
I didn't grow up on a lot of old film and old anything in general. My parents very much introduced us to like the cartoons at a very early age, and then I was watching sports with my dad and all of this kind of stuff. Like they themselves just didn't carry a lot of childhood TV shows and movies into you should watch this, except for like my dad's a huge like M. Night Shyamalan fan, so like,
is it
Sixth Sense and stuff like that.
That new M. Night Shyamalan one, I want to see
old.
Yes.
Where they go on a beach, go around the corner, and then come back like 20 years old.
Every half
everybody's growing old.
I do want
fast.
To see that.
Yeah, I his twist on some things. Sixth Sense was his best twist.
Yeah.
Then there was that one, The Village.
Yeah.
That was kind of.
I thought that was a good
twist. I loved The Village.
I think that was a great movie.
Betty challenged me to watch The Village because I hate scary movies, and I watched
it
by myself, but I had to watch it during the day.
Oh, yeah.
With the lights on.
Yeah, even in the daytime, I still had the lights on.
That's still scary.
Oh, my word.
But yeah, that one was okay. And like, Signs. The twist at the end,
Signs.
I was like.
I loved Signs.
Signs was terrifying.
With Mel Gibson. That one's true. That one's actually scary. When they're in the basement, the lights are out.
And
you see the
hand
go over the shoulder.
It's so good.
No.
It's really good.
No.
It's really good. All right, let's get back to the topic. Okay, so The Goonies. So Chunk.
One of the characters.
One of the guys. I guess for him, his acting career just wasn't panning out after The Goonies. He just wasn't going anywhere.
Sure.
And he was getting very...
Discouraged.
And so he told the director, Richard Donner, about it and told him that he wanted to go back to school, like go get his college degree. And so Richard Donner paid for his whole college tuition.
Really? That's kind of cool. Now, Richard Donner recently passed away, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why that story came up.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and I think that's really sweet of him. And so Chunk.
Did it say what he went and got his degree in? I'd be fascinated to know like what that is, 'cause
an entertainment lawyer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good degree.
And he went to Berkeley.
Oh, that's a big school. Yeah, that's expensive.
Yeah.
Because there was some other actor I know that went back to school that was kind of like a one-hit wonder kind of thing and like was like a vet tech, you know? And you're like, oh, okay.
Well. Oh, I remember that.
Remember that story? Yeah. We did that. It wasn't Macaulay Culkin. It was...
No.
Who was it? It was somebody that you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming.
Was it the kid from Sixth Sense?
No,
he's done other stuff.
No, yeah.
What was that kid's name from Sixth Sense?
He's now gotten into some trouble with the law, that kid. Because he's not a kid anymore.
Yeah. I'm drawing a...
Haley Osment.
Haley Osment, yeah.
Osment.
He was in that other movie like where he's like gets sick, is dying of cancer or something like that, I think. Yeah. Anyway. Well, Lady Rock... On that note, birthdays, everybody's got them. Birthdays for the kids. That?
Every time before we start birthdays,
you
it's
have
always
a gift.
I always
turning the silver lining into more of a tarnished.
When I was working in mainstream radio, we used to have to do live endorsements. Okay, they were really big. We want live endorsements. So we'd be talking about something and then we'd switch. Like now when we go to commercials or whatever, you'd have to go to a live endorsement. So you'd be like, hey, you know, ARS Rescue Router is the company you need when your pooper's full, you know, or whatever. And so my partner and I used to like challenge each other to see how awkward we could make the segues. And I remember one was like for an insurance company or something like that, like a restoration insurance company. And we're like, when you've had a dead body in your house, because we had just come out of like a dead story.
Ew.
And we're like, when you've got, and you got to get that dead body smell out of your house, call ServPro or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we lost them as a client. Yeah, so I've been doing this for years. I've been doing bad segues for years. All right, so you got some birthdays for me.
I do.
Yay!
All right, Tom, a.k.a. T-Money, wants to wish his five-year-old nice. Son, Jackson, a happy birthday.
T-Money?
His birthday was yesterday.
Jack Money is the baby T-Money.
I guess so. J-Money? I don't know.
J-Money, yeah.
He loves Pokemon, running fast, and twirling our puppy's ears. Oh, that's so cute. Crystal wants to wish Noah, in parentheses, Booger, a happy 12th birthday from Goose, Maya, Bear, Emily, Nene, Dad, and Mom.
Nene is dad.
That's such a bummer. You could have had Bear and you.
Yeah, and you got Nene.
Ugh.
Amazing son who wrestles and practices jujitsu
nice.
4 days out of the week. Noah is a potty who asks for the Wally Show every time we are in the car.
How old is he?
12.
12. Oh, shoot.
Happy
He's
birthday,
just a
Noah.
A little too old. I have a standing challenge to fight an 8-year-old black belt or jujitsu.
You can bump it up. 12
no
years
one's
old.
No one's taken me up on it yet, but I will fight any 8-year-old that has a black belt because I just don't think that I could lose.
His question is, what embarrassing nicknames do your parents, spouse, or children call you?
Oh, mine for my dad used to call me Trooper, and that just stuck, and so much so that like my wife thought it was really funny, and I gave her a cat when we were dating, and she named the cat Trooper. Like, I'm like, what in the world?
Trooper.
So I had a cat named Trooper, but yeah, that was my nickname.
What does Haley and Marty call you?
Marty calls me Bud, or Boy, and then Haley calls me Father. She'll be like, Father, like she just does it kind of funny.
Father.
Yeah.
Or, so proper.
It's really funny too when we're in public though, if I'm like at an event or whatever, she knows I get really super distracted. So she'll call me Wally. We'll be out
will?
And she'll go, Wally! Because she knows, like, if I'm in an event, that gets my attention and not dad or whatever.
Right, because who would want to pay attention to their daughter?
Well, I'm working!
Sure, but she'll tell her counselor that. He was working!
Exactly. I think I know one of your nicknames.
Yes. So, my dad started calling me around 2 years old, started calling me Tootie.
Yeah.
Then that shortened to Toot. Mm. Then it elongated to Toot Blossom.
Yeah.
He's called me Toot since I was two.
Yeah.
And that's embarrassing in public as well. Because now at 36, he's like, hey, Toot Blossom, come here.
I have a bunch of nicknames for Haley. She's Bug, Buggy, Bugita, H, Haley H, Boodle. What was the other one? What's the other one? The Boogie 2, Electric Boogaloo. I can't remember. I'm drawing a blank on that one, but yeah, I have so many little nicknames for her.
Mm-hmm. I have friends that used to call me Blue.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
Bluesy.
Yeah.
Because of B and then Lou.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's about it.
What about you, Gavin?
How about Beautiful? They also call me Beautiful.
Yeah, they do.
Sure.
So, Gavin, what are your nicknames?
I didn't really get any nicknames.
Besides Gavin.
I know.
Because his real name's Caleb. True.
That's about it. Like, I grew up as, they said, my parents always said that they would say Sparky at a young age.
Yeah.
I have no memory of ever being addressed as Sparky.
Yeah.
So, I personally don't identify as Sparky.
Like, Caleb is so dead to me. Like, when you first came here, and if you don't know, we changed his name because it sounds too much like you were saying Caleb on the air when we'd say Caleb, and I don't want that.
If someone asks you where Gavin came from, can you remember that?
None
at
of us
all?
Know. Okay. We sat in a room, and I remember that, and somebody, I think, just said, he looks like a Gavin or something.
Yeah.
Because I thought you had said it, and I don't remember. I don't remember who said it. But it just kind of became, and we're like, yeah, he does look like a Gavin. Yeah, that works, Gavin. Okay, we'll go with that. But,
and now I don't know him any other way.
Yeah. Like if somebody says Caleb to me, I'm like, I lock up.
As soon as I'm in this building, that name is just gone.
I hope that you will eventually name your son, if you have Gavin Jr.
I
just think that'd be so funny because everyone else would know you just as Caleb, and you've named him Gavin Jr. And like, wait, why are you naming your kid Gavin Jr.? Your name's Caleb. Long story.
I don't know if Haley will allow me to do that because we have names that are set aside and picked out already. But maybe I can work
what
it in.
What does she call you?
Caleb.
Oh, she does.
She doesn't call you?
Just like nothing.
She calls you
nothing,
babe.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
What do you call her?
I'll say Haley. I'll every once in a while, I'll do Hales. And she doesn't care for that one
as
much.
Mm. Okay.
Her sister calls her Nikki because her middle name's Nicole, which is weird.
Okay.
I've never actually thought about her middle name that much.
Yeah.
So, no, Hales is the one that she doesn't like.
Yeah, I call, like, Marty hates it if I use her real name. If I ever say Marty,
that's
she's
so
like,
funny.
Yeah, she hates that. So I call her D because she spells it M-A-R-D-I. So I call her D. But then I call her Pants. That's what I call her the most is Pants. And people are always like, what in the world? Because I used to call her Marty Pants and Smarty Marty Pants. And so then I just shortened it down to Pants. Or when I'm feeling international, I call her Pantalones.
Hey,
I do. I call her, it's the Spanish word for pants.
It's so weird because I don't know a lot of people that have the nickname Pants, but one of my best friends, her mom, everybody calls her Pants. And I don't say it, but her and her sister will call her El Pantalones.
Do they call her Pantalones too?
Yeah.
I knew that you had the friend that called her, that they called her Pants, which I thought was fascinating. Yeah. I didn't know about the Pantalones.
Yeah,
so funny.
Her name is Nancy.
Nancy Pants.
They just call her they call her Pants.
Yeah, somebody had tried like it was a friend of ours or whatever that called Marty Pants and she was like, oh no, I don't like that. Like,
that's not
like,
you.
Yeah, that's like
you
my
can't say that.
Yeah, that's like my thing from her. Like she doesn't want anybody else calling her that. but yeah, I a lot of times I call her Angel or D or I just call her Beautiful. I call her and Haley both Beautiful. I hey Beautiful, what's up?
You can't ever lose that way.
Beautiful is way better than Two Blossom.
well, you know what? They're both descriptive.
Beautiful, tootiful.
All right. I think that's going to have to do it for this aftercast, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Thanks for being a potty.